Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is May 19th, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to be joining us later in this hour. Then we have Dr. Henry McCown joining us in the second hour to talk about the history of feminism and to get into how it was orchestrated by the government and the tax-free foundations to break down the families and enslave women, children, men alike. And then Alan Snidow will be joining us. He made the film First, and we're going to be going over how big foreign companies are coming in, paying off politicians, buying the water supplies and water treatment facilities we paid for with tax money, and then doubling, tripling, quadrupling. We're talking about going from a $240 bill to a $1,275 bill. We're talking about going from a $80 bill to a $900 bill. I mean, these are real bills. And this is just what they do. And they all hire their private SWAT teams and siege forces. The U.S. is being subdivided. It's going to be ruled by different local chieftains, overseen by Homeland Security, local Merc teams. Armies of convicted felons filling the military and police forces. It's already happening. Ladies and gentlemen, the criminals are taking us down. They're just taking over. They're hitting us at every angle. Last night I showed Truth Rising, and people were coming up to me, talking to me, and this fellow came up and showed me his phone, real nice individual. You see, he was driving down South Lamar, and police pulled him over. They had a drug dog, and he admitted he had a tenth of an ounce of marijuana. He smokes marijuana, like George Washington did. And they're standing there, and the dog just runs right up and bites his leg. And I've seen many videos of this where they just bite you. It's kind of like the cop will kind of not really pull on the leash. It's kind of like, oh, go ahead, get a little blood. And he showed me photos of these huge bite marks. And then more cops pull up at the scene, and one pulls up and wrecks into another one. And they go, that's it. That was your fault. If you wouldn't have had this marijuana, we wouldn't have stopped. This wouldn't have happened. We're charging you with everything. We're charging you with you name it. I mean, that's how sick it is. I mean, would you rather have people smoking marijuana, or would you rather have fleets of goons and attack dogs running around, pulling us over, feeding on us? What's a greater evil? What is a greater evil? And we are Change Kentucky. We are Change Ohio. We're going to get them on later in the show today. I interviewed one of them, and then I was listening to Truth Revolution Radio last night driving home. I'm like 11 o'clock and heard the other guys there. And they went to the NRA convention. They had press passes. They went to the press briefing, press conference, and asked Oliver North about the FEMA camp continuity of government plans, the concentration camp plans. And all of a sudden, plain clothes security came over and said, leave. And as they were leaving, one of them just grabbed the guy, tackled him, and then the police ran over with him, and Oliver North's private security were there. And they stole all their cameras, took the memory chips out, took the batteries out, erased them, didn't give them the chips or the batteries back, and then said, we're going to charge you with federal violations, felonies, and we're making up all this stuff about obstruction of justice federally by having the videos and by trying to, one of them put one of the memory chips in his pocket before they could get to it, and they searched him and took it and said, you're trying to, I mean, just made up craziness. Just like a third world country. They got a major lawsuit. They were press accredited. I mean, are we going to protect press in this country? Are we going to protect activism? I mean, this is just off the charts serious to have that going on. And it's only going to get worse. They are converting our society over to a giant gulag policed by steroid-headed psychos.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately, with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you read about King George quartering standing armies and erecting a multitude of new offices and officers to go out and eat out the substance of the people, the government that they had in 1775 and 1776 was, per capita, much, much smaller than it is today. I mean, think about how you pay property tax and sales tax and income tax and state income tax and corporation tax and business tax and regulatory tax and telecommunications tax and water tax and trash pickup tax and taxes on taxes on taxes. I mean, there's thousands of taxes. And what do you get from the government? Just leering thugs in paramilitary outfits shoving machine guns in your face. I mean, I watched over the weekend a Chicago TV station with the deputy chief who looked like he was wearing a rubber mask. I mean, the guy looked like a space alien or something. And you could just tell he looked completely guilty. He looked like a bad guy out of a comic book. And his ears were almost on his neck, bizarre-looking fellow. And he was just saying, yeah, we're going to turn all of our police into SWAT teams, and they're going to be everywhere now in uniforms to project authority and strength, and going to be driving armored vehicles in all the neighborhoods and setting up checkpoints and questioning everyone. And I'm watching this. This is martial law. We're going to hand out, you know, M16s to everybody, and We're going to do this, and we're gonna, and it showed them, and it showed cops in black masks, black helmets, marching around with batons in Chicago. And it said, this is in response to increased crime. We've had 20 more murders so far this year than we had last year. Well, of course you've had more murders. You're a crime capital. The son of a famous mob boss runs Chicago. I mean, this is the city where the police publicly shake down the businesses themselves. This is where Al Capone ran the police, and then Daley ran the police, and then now his son runs the police. I mean, there's not even a debate about it. And they rule. And if you cross a cop in Chicago, they'll just pull you out in the heart of the car, blow your head off in front of everybody. Do it all the time. I mean, it's like, hey, listen, scum, we rule. Shut your filthy mouth. Off-duty cops beat women, rape them in bars. It's a reign of terror and evil. And it's only going to intensify. And, of course, a mafia-run city is going to have gun confiscation. Of course guns are banned in Chicago. And in the surrounding state, they spend a large portion of their state police budget, I've seen it as high as 30%, in, quote, gun crime enforcement. And what happens is their favorite targets, this has been in the news with the Illinois Rifle Association on over and over again, State Rifle Association, and they will, as soon as some 85, 86, 92-year-old man's had a stroke, he goes in, he's back home, his family's taking care of him, the day after his gun registration card is expired, they call him cage teams and raid teams, and they show up and bust down your door because it's a gun owner, and then now they're in criminal gun violation, and they haul out these old guys on gurneys with their colostomy bags and the rest of it, and it's just, yeah, we did a great job for America. No, what you are is cancer, and you've got every billboard and TV ad paid for about how great you are and how you're going to, and see, Americans have been domesticated slowly. First, it was, hey, in the 30s, these trucks are driving on the road, and they're messing the road up with their heavy weight. Shouldn't we tax them? And the dumb citizen said, yeah, tax them, rich truck drivers. It was a class thing. Because we're having to pay for the roads, and your trucks are heavier, and they're messing them up. They had to have licenses. And then they said, oh, now you got to have them, which the Supreme Court rulings actually say you don't, but they don't care. The cops are now saying the Second Amendment's a privilege. They don't know. They think travel's a privilege, too. It's not. It's all right. Unless you're in a controlled military grid, which we've been under since 33, now it's just expanding. Took a long time to bring down the country. They've now done it. And, you know, there's just everywhere, click it or ticket, giant signs on skyscrapers in Austin and every other billboard, images of cops pulling people over, that they're the big guys, they're the boss, you're going to be pulled over. And now you're going to get 10 years in prison for speeding, and now you're going to get a year in jail for dropping a banana peel. And now you're going to, you know, you do anything wrong. Oh, your child fell off the swing in front of witnesses and broke their arm. CPS comes out every time. Break a finger, they come out now. All about government in your life. All about government questioning you. All about government bossing you around in your face. This is what they're doing. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Before I digress and forget about it, this is all I'm going to say. I think all you no planers ought to really be proud of yourselves. Those of you that are weak-minded and have followed the different feds that have put that out, the no planes at the towers, you ought to really be proud of yourselves because Howard Stern has now given a no planer a show on his network. That's what the establishment is doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you've done to this country. That's you're not going to stop 9/11 Truth. It's one of the only effective attacks the enemy has launched. And but people are getting sophisticated and now and realizing exactly what you're doing. If you can't beat us on the facts, you will then magnify kook 9/11 groups to then make us all look bad. It's called black propaganda. And it's not going to work. And that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But people tell me I ought to like Howard Stern, and he's had Bapa Bowie call in here, whatever that twit's name, and it was him. They bragged about it. They don't like this show. They've called me before. Now, repeatedly, the Howard Stern Show has and vetted me to come on, and I just basically told them, you know, I don't need to be, you know, told I need to come on and act stupid. Hey, you want to come on and act stupid? We only want you on if you come on and act stupid. Now, I don't want to come on and act stupid. See, I'm not like that. I won't geek for you so I can get attention to destroy this country. You understand? That's not how this works, and it's a despicable thing, and people should cancel their XM Sirius contracts because of it. You've got it. You should call them and cancel it. Disgusting. Nothing but sucking this country down in the pit of hell. As prices rise, listen to this. This is where our country is, New York Times. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. That's right. 1 in 10 college grads now to be in Homeland Security related. We're now going to have just masses, millions and millions of new bureaucrats running around everywhere. There's tattletale tip lines everywhere. Let me explain something. You put your kids in the car, and then you jump out of the car and close the door and get mail out of the mailbox. The old woman next door, she doesn't even necessarily want the money. She just sits around watching drama shows and TV shows where CPS are the heroes and where they show them Pavlovianly, people calling CPS on folks, and they're wanting to call authorities. They like to be patted on the head. It's a childish feeling of being good, and they're going to call on you. Yell and scream at your wife in the backyard, get in a fight, just yelling. Police are coming. You're going to go to jail. They get money to do that. You need to understand that, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, because this is going to be the new economy. I've read federal documents on this subject. Your high school graduates will all have to serve a year in Stasi corps domestically. They're going to be the new youth corps of the government. Can you imagine all these 18 and 19-year-old punks on power trips now? Oh, it's wearing gray uniforms. Oh, yeah, that was before 9/11. They were training them all over the country for that. Homeland Security now moving into all the major schools. A lot of idiot parents are proud of it. My son's very serious now. He takes his new Hitler youth duties very seriously. The gas prices, foreclosure rates, and the cost of rice add this rising economic indicator, the number of tips to the police from people hoping to collect reward money. That's right. Calls to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter of this year were up 30% over last year. San Antonio had a 44% increase. Cities and towns from Detroit to Omaha to Beaumont County, North Carolina, all report at least a 25% or more in the first quarter, with tipsters telling operators they need money for rent, light bulbs, or baby formula. And it says they beg, and they're going online and finding law books, and they're just watching neighbors like a cobra watches a rat, just sitting there in the bushes waiting to have that meal. And you have to understand, this is how policy's formed. This is all socially engineered. The local cop doesn't even know it. Again, they're just compartmentalized. That when your car gets stolen, your house gets broken into, you can't get the police out in Dallas or Austin, Texas, and other areas of the country. But I can tell you, I've lived in both. And, I remember being 18, 19 years old, visiting an old girlfriend in Dallas, like I said, and somebody stole my car, and the cops wouldn't come out. And I said, fine, and hung the phone up. And then they showed up threatening me, saying, why'd you hang up on 9/11? And started searching her apartment. They just walked in, opened the door, and they just walked in. It's so horrible. But you call and report a box on the side of the street, they'll come out and freak out with robots and have news cameras, because it's all about them posing that there's terrorists and there's fear and always giving in to every tattletale, every little spy op. See, they only respond to tattletaling. They don't respond, you've actually been violated. Prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime. And it says, for this year, everyone that's called has pretty much just been looking for money, said Sergeant Lawrence Beller, who answers Crime Stoppers calls at the Sussex County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office. That's as opposed to the last couple of years where people were just sick of crime and wanting to do something about it. Yeah, sure they were. They just would act like they were. Now they openly beg to you for money. As a result, many programs report a substantial increase in Crime Stopper-related arrest and recovered property as callers turned in neighbors, grandchildren. That's right, folks. They've trained this nation of cowardly scum. We are the ultimate filth. You think the Arabs turn their grandchildren in? Never. You think Mexicans in Mexico turn their family in? Never. Never. They may live in third world cesspits, but they don't turn in that blood. Only in the United States could they kill the instinct for family. Folks, I would cover up crimes if my family was involved. I mean, I'll admit it. You don't go against your family. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's a good feeling to know the truth. And knowing how serious this world is. How life and death it really is. Makes all the baloney not matter anymore. The baubles, the trinkets, the status. The feeling inadequate. like the average American does. I have my honor. I know I'm for real. I know that I love liberty and freedom. And I want to see my fellow countrymen be straight and strong and honorable. And I want to see a hatred of evil in the hearts of our people again, and a love of liberty and decency and purity and honor. Instead, we are a nation of white trash, scum, and every other form of trash you can imagine. We are degenerating fast. All we can try to do is have a survivable crash landing. This nation is crashing. We all know it. It began crashing when our morals failed. You have a moral, upstanding, strong, fighting country. That means fighting against tyranny. That means fighting for your rights, fighting to work hard, fighting to raise your children right. That's what built a country that it was 4% of the world's population and more than half the wealth. And now we've been robbed, our wealth has been taken and used to energize a new world order, and now we're left with a bankrupted husk of what we were. I mean, I read this New York Times story. As prices rise, crime tipsters work overtime, and it says families turn each other in for money. I see this all the time. It's so sick. Now, if I had family burying people in the basement, I'd call the police on them. But, I mean, if it was these victimless crimes or something, or you'd go fix it with your family. You know, if somebody was doing something wrong, you'd go. Just hypothetically, let's say you had a brother who had a methamphetamine lab. You'd go tear it apart and beat the hell out of them and tell them if they ever did it again. Then you'd call the police. You know, you'd try. There's that instinct to defend your family. And I can't believe you don't have that. I just can't understand, because I see these parents just give their children up to CPS when the parents have done nothing wrong, and they'll cry and be sad about it. But they're just, they've had their instinct cut off. Now, the illegal aliens haven't. They run every time. So the CPS leaves them alone. Or they'll shoot. Or they'll stab. Because they have their heads screwed on straight. They're nationalistic. They're hardworking. They may not fight back against the tyranny of their government because they've been enslaved so long they don't think they can win. But at least they try all the time. I actually admire the illegal aliens compared to what this country's turned into. Because illegal aliens won't turn their families in. It's disgusting. The Asians won't do it either. White trash, blacks, that's who turns their families in this country. Black people and white people should be ashamed of ourselves. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Ashamed of ourselves. Does that mean there aren't Hispanics that don't turn family in? Does that mean there aren't Asians? I've seen the crime statistics, though. They're not many. Shame on us. And it goes on to say, listen to this, I'm in a bind. This is a recording, she told the hotline operator. There's a lot of stuff I know, but I didn't open my mouth. If I weren't in a bind, I wouldn't open my mouth. When she learned the money was not available, she said she would call back when the whereabouts of another suspect whom she had seen going down the road. Ellen Cloyd, the president of Crime Stoppers USA, that is Stasi Destroy America USA, a national organization of local tip programs, said that not all the 323 programs in the country have reported an increase in calls, and that some, like those in Lafayette, Louisiana, and Broward County, Florida, attributed most of their spike to increased publicity or technology improvements like accepting tips by text message. You got to love it. Somebody sends a text message in, and then they SWAT team your house. Every day I read about a SWAT team going to an insurance salesman's house, some old woman's house. You know, they'll shoot a 94-year-old woman 50-something times. It's just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. This country's so far gone. And it just goes on to how people turn their families in for marijuana. Imagine turning your kid in because they're smoking marijuana because you want $500? $500. I would starve to death in a ditch before I called on my neighbors, much less my family. There's people I hate who I know all sorts of bad stuff about, and I cannot make myself call reports in on them. I can't do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
She began to cry when you said,
the websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. When you're up on InfoWars.com, you will see the book that we're carrying, The Revolution Manifesto, number one on the New York Times bestseller list and holding there, sold out across most of the nation with the third printing about to come out. And we are extremely honored to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us for the next 25 minutes. Congressman, congratulations on waking up tens of millions of people for the message of liberty with your ongoing campaign. Congratulations on having the New York Times number one bestseller.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate all your help for getting so many people interested in this subject.
Well, we're all in this together, and my liberty depends on your liberty and all of us together, so I thank you, sir. It's all symbiotic. Out of the gates, before we get into the book, We are having a lot of debates, discussions within the revolution that you're the focal point of, about what's really happening, why we're getting the delegates, what's going to happen at the convention. What would you like to see happen at the convention, and what do you think is realistic, and what do you think is constitutional?
Well, the most realistic thing that could happen is for us to have a presence there, a very positive presence, an enthusiastic presence, and a lot of people, which means we have delegates. There aren't that many. There's going to be several dozen. That's about all. There's going to be a lot of alternates, but there's going to be a lot of people around. Of course, we're going to have a rally up there as well, at the university. So I would say maybe the biggest thing will come over the whole thing would be a grand rally, which will get some attention, because otherwise the whole convention is going to be pretty boring. I think to be realistic, we can't challenge the system. You know, even if we come close to controlling a delegation, they bend the rules or break the rules or ignore the rules, and they run roughshod over you. But that doesn't mean that should diminish our enthusiasm, because what really counts are our ideas. Our ideas are more powerful than all the shenanigans that they pull. So I don't expect us to have any official presence at the convention. They're not going to give me a speaking engagement, I'm quite certain. And they're not going to allow a nomination or something like that, because they're not going to allow us to qualify. But that shouldn't discourage us in any way, because I think our momentum is actually building. The number of people who are looking for information on Facebook and other places are actually climbing right now, not being declining, even though people say, well, the campaign is essentially over. Well, the long-term campaign is really, really just getting started, and we just had a tremendous boost. So I think we have to be realistic. We're not going to be able to beat them under their own rules, because they don't follow them. At the same time, since our ideas are so powerful, and those ideas, the time has come for them, they can't really quiet us at all. The only thing I'm asking for is that everybody do it in a dignified manner, and not to be looking for confrontation, and our ideas are powerful enough that we don't have to resort to any wild tactics.
Shifting gears along that same line, though, Jim Tucker a few weeks ago was able to get some of the minutes out of the Trilateral Commission annual meeting, and Jim has always given us good intel from Bilderberg, good intel from trilateral meetings from his sources, and so I found him to be an accurate source. He's predicted a lot of things before they happen from these sources, and he said that in the main Trilateral Commission meeting, you were specifically brought up, and they said, not your, the campaign, they said, yeah, they're not in danger of you becoming president now, but that the idea has gotten flashpoint and that tens of millions have woken up, and that they wanted to do basically media hit pieces on you or try to pressure you through the House leadership in the coming months to shut you up and to stop you going out to universities and energizing young people. And they bemoaned that the false left-right paradigm was shattering, and that young people, instead of being young socialists like the 60s, are becoming freedom lovers, and that they were very concerned.
Yeah, there's probably something to this, but isn't it interesting? The Republicans are annoyed, but in a way the Republicans should welcome me, because I could neutralize some of the young people's support for Obama. But I think what you're telling me explains that it isn't the Republicans that run the show or the Democrats, but it's the powerful special interests, the elites who control both parties, the trilateral people and others. They're the ones who are frightened from our ideas, because they would be very intimidated by, say, a gold standard or a non-interventionist foreign policy where we're not policing the world and we challenge the military-industrial complex. But if it was strictly a political ploy, I would think that we could serve the Republican interest. They should welcome us, a couple million people coming in. Why offend us? And then we would neutralize some of this enthusiasm for Obama. But I think the controlling interests are the ones who are the most important in this story.
Well, you're right. It doesn't matter if 91% of Americans want to control our sovereignty and our border in a Gallup poll. Both parties are against it. It doesn't matter if 70 to 80% want to end the war in both parties. The establishment, both parties are for it. We see this collision happening. How do you see that unfolding as your predictions about the economy come true, as the chickens come home to roost, as the dollar implodes, as our name implodes. It seems the establishment gets more authoritarian and more arrogant as everyone turns against them.
Yeah, it's more dangerous than ever because, you know, up till now, for the last 100 years, they've controlled everything through economic power and the Federal Reserve and the banks and the budgetary process. But when that fails, when the budgetary process fails and the dollar fails and even their own system is challenged, then they don't have the financial community that can hold us together because the markets are actually more powerful than anything else. I mean, they couldn't fix the price of gold. The fight price of gold eventually breaks down. But the danger is, instead of resorting just to manipulating the economy behind the scenes, all of a sudden to hold things together, they have to become more authoritarian. And look at what's just happened. You know, it's more authoritarian from top to bottom, whether it has to do with overseas activity, whether it has to do with spying on American citizens and doing all the harassment here at home and national ID cards and more control of the economy. So this is the contest going on. Are the American people going to put up with it and say, you know, whatever they want to do, let them do? But this is, to me, a tremendous opportunity because up until now, the American people have been complacent. And they say, oh, the government's going to help me. I'm doing fine, and I'll do my best. But if I need help, the government's going to take care of me. And they've been complacent, and they accept the help. But now the government's running out of this ability to help, and all they can offer is more force and authoritarianism. So the conflict, I'm sure, will build.
And time frame wise, you've been pretty accurate in the past on when you thought things would break down. I remember in 2003, the war had just started. You were speaking in Bastrop outside Austin, and I asked you, I said, when do you think things will really start unraveling? You said, well, it could happen any time, but probably 5, 6, 7 years from now. You know, these things can build a long time, and here we are 5, 6 years later. I mean, how long can this bubble just continue on?
Well, I think it's starting to unravel. I mean, when you look at last year's value of the dollar, that's certainly been a major attack. I think the most significant event going on right now is the prices going up, the price inflation. People are now getting scared. They want pay raises and they want help. And the psychology has changed, and yet the government is just tries to deceive everybody by continuing their lies. They keep telling us, you know, this last report on the CPI, they tried to say it was like at 2% or something like that. And they said, you know, that energy prices went down because they averaged them out for the year. Nobody believes that nonsense anymore. So they're being hit and they're hurting. But that's the reason they're not going to be content with some of the cliches from the government. They're going to, and that's why they're looking toward us to try to figure out the problem and what the answers are going to be.
Well, exactly. Just, 6, 7 months ago in the winter of 2007, you had Bernanke in front of you, the new Fed chief, and he said that, oh, we have 2.4% inflation. And then you said, well, even mainstream news says it's more like 7 or 10. I'm going from memory on this. And then basically you just laughed at him, and so did the media. I mean, how are they going to continue when most of the private groups that analyze it say 13 to 15%? Mainstream news is saying 10, 12%. I mean, how are they going to deny that inflation's going on and that oil prices are up because the dollar has gone in the toilet? I mean, just a month ago, they asked the White House press secretary, they said, is it true that oil's up because the dollar's down? And she said, I can't answer that question. I'd be fired. Like, we have to, like, 3-year-old children go to the White House and say, is it true the dollar's been devalued? Can you speak to that, Congressman?
Yeah. Well, you know, the more they do that, the more they lose credibility, and that helps us because nobody's going to believe them. But that is the whole point, and that's why I drill it home all the time, is you got to think about the value of the dollar. And then that brings in the whole context of the idea of spending too much money and overtaxing, overborrowing, and then printing the money. And more people are starting to think about that now. You know, when I first started, I was reluctant because I didn't think anybody would care about the Federal Reserve System, and they'd laugh me right off the stage. But this now gets the loudest applause on university campuses when I bring up the idea of money and monetary policy. And even Amazon has responded by selling some of Murray Rothbard's books and advertising them about the money. So I think we've made great strides.
Exactly. That's why the Trilateral Commission is afraid. Last week I had the head of the Kissinger Group on the show, and I was talking to him before he went on air, and he goes, "We know who you are, Alex. Yes, we're aware of your work. If they're aware of me and you're much bigger than I am, I mean, we've got the head of the Kissinger Group agreeing to come on my show to try to counter us. That means they really are upset. I mean, if they're talking about you as the number one topic and saying, yeah, they're waking up about the monetary system. That was the other point they made. That shows we're really hurting them.
And the thing that we have to look for is if they start cracking down even more so, if they start wanting to tax and control and regulate the Internet and going after radio talk show hosts, I mean, that's when we'll be in big trouble. Because fortunately, you know, we complain a lot about how bad things are going, but I still brag that we do live in a good country and it's worth saving, and we've had great traditions. And I've been pretty fortunate to run on what I believe in and vote that way and still get reelected. So we, as bad as things are, we don't live in a totalitarian state, although that's what we fear. And that's why we have to be alert and vigilant, because if they move quickly to get rid of our ability to communicate, then we're in big trouble.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, is that it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Our lives are great, our families are great, it's still the best country in the world, but in the sectors and the corridors of power, it's never been more corrupt, more infested, with the White House writing memos about torturing children and saying it's okay. And that's my point, is they're definitely making a move and trying. I think they are getting pushed back at some levels. Is that an accurate statement from...
Oh, I think so. It's because the number of people who have become disenchanted are growing because the standard of living is going down. That's back to the monetary policy. People are still making nominal dollars, but the dollars aren't going as far. The people on retirement or Social Security, they're getting benefits, but all of a sudden they're much poorer because they're losing 10% of their purchasing power every year. So every year they get poorer, and that's why people are very stirred up. You know, even though at every rally I talk about just getting the young people out of Social Security and doing our best to take care of those people who are dependent. But you never get boos from elderly people who are worried about getting their checks, because they know if we, our side, straightens up the mess, they're more likely to get something from
Exactly. Their
Social Security, where they know what's happening now. Is if we continue this, that everybody is going to suffer, the people who are receiving checks from the government as well as those who are expected to continue to work.
Now I want to shift gears into another topic. This just came out in the mainstream news last Thursday. I know you're quite a news hound yourself, but you may not have heard it. Did you hear about the Rumsfeld tape with all these fake military advisors on Pentagon payroll that they have on the news, bringing up, boy, we sure need another terror attack to get our agenda through. Without another attack, we're not going to be able to get our agenda through. A, are you aware of that? And B, what do you think of that statement?
Well, just vaguely. I don't know the details, so I really can't make a very good statement on that, but anything's possible with these guys.
Let me just play it. It's about a minute long here. This is Rumsfeld, 2006, Washington Post, Associated Press, PrisonPlanet.com, and you can go listen to hours of it. This is with the military consultants, experts they have on all the major news channels. He's in a room full of them. Here it is.
This president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. Help. The perception of the threat is so low in the society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period, and it's a shame we don't have the maturity to recognize the seriousness of the threat.
Okay,
yeah.
Congressman, were you able to hear that? They say to him, "Don't we need another attack?" And then his answer is, "Yes, I guess the cure for this is another attack."
Yeah, and I think that's the way they do think. You know, I've never gotten to the point where they absolutely plan every event, but boy, when there is an opportunity, do they jump at it. You know, they had planned for a long time on the Patriot Act, but, you know, they had to wait for the right time. They had planned for a long time to invade Iraq. you know, as early as 2008, the plans were laid. I mean, no, 1998, you know, the plans were laid. But they wait for opportunity. They help create them. They manipulate them. They do whatever is necessary.
We have a clip of Gary Hawk. Sorry, Congressman, go ahead.
They do know public opinion is important. They got to get the consensus of people to rally behind them.
Have you seen the Gary Hart clip where he not only wrote a letter to Iran, we now interviewed him, and he said, yes, I'm worried the government will stage another Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine event to attack Iran?
Of course, I've been worrying about that all along, and once again, I always take the position, I always hope that they don't do it on their own. I hate thinking they're capable of it, yet they are. But no matter what, whether it's an accident or they deliberately do it or one individual does it or they hire somebody to do it, an event has to happen to really get the people behind it and be complacent enough to send more kids off to get killed.
Final segment with the congressman. We'll have 5 minutes on the other side. I'll have two questions for him. What does he think of the field of candidates? I mean, dumb, dumber, and dumbest. That's my opinion. I mean, big government, either way, you roll the dice. It's a rigged game. They own all the horses. And we'll talk about his book, The Revolution, The Manifesto, number one on the New York Times bestselling list. He's going to be at Book People, one of the book facilities here in Austin, Texas today. We'll tell you where that's going to be as well.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kim Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Okay, final segment with Congressman Ron Paul. He's run an amazing campaign. The Trilateral Commission is very upset. We have that from a great source. And I've talked to top globalists myself who are very upset about what I'm doing. And I'm small fish compared to Congressman Ron Paul, who now really is our champion. champion of the Constitution, and we've got to commend him. Just real fast, before we get into the Obama thing in your book, to be clear, because I've said I support taking over the delegates to control the party charters and the platform and to take over the party machinery, but I kept getting from your letters and your statements that you know, if somebody is a delegate pledged for McCain, or if somebody is a delegate for that vote, you've got to go with that because the media would crucify us, A, like we were trying to steal an election, and B, you had said that you wanted to honor the delegate process. People said, no, Ron Paul hadn't said that. There's a large camp in the delegate process that do intend some type of takeover, which, of course, will be stopped from the top, and then I think will be a propaganda nightmare for us. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen, but that doesn't mean that people who are delegates and alternates shouldn't go, or at the grassroots, they should continue to do what they're doing. We still are going to have our Texas convention. We're going to have a presence there, and they're going to be involved, and they're going to try to, influence the platform and do all the things that they should, because, there is a future, and if they don't have the numbers now, they're going to get them later, but they should be running for precinct leader or whatever they want to do to continue this activity. But to think that we're going to go over in some sneaky way, take over the national convention or totally control the Texas convention, I mean, we have to be realistic. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do what we're doing, and we could very well have a great deal of influence. But ultimately, the real influence are our numbers and the strength of our message and winning the hearts and minds
and
of
spreading.
People.
Every Ron Paul supporter, every lover of liberty has to wake up two or three people in the next month and have them wake up other folks. Barack Obama, McCain, Hillary, give me your take on that, Congressman.
Well, there's really no choice there at all. They all belong to the same group. They all belong to the, they're beholden to the military-industrial complex and the medical industry, the media industry. I mean, the whole work, the banking industry, so nothing is different. The rhetoric is different, and they appeal different ways. They're all after power, but there's not going to be a whole lot of difference. Now, if I didn't know anybody's name, and I just listened to what they said, I would say on foreign policy, Obama probably sounds more reasonable. But, you know, I know who he is. I know what he believes in. And so I don't, believe that if we have an Obama presidency, all of a sudden we're going to have a more sensible foreign policy. The same forces will have their control. So I think that's not where the argument should be. The argument has to be, do we want to continue the politics of those three individuals, or do we want to change the country? Do we want to restore the Constitution? Do we want sound money? Do we want to challenge the whole system? And that, of course, is what the revolution is all about.
So you would say that Obama is a false or fake revolution. He's talking about change, but change with socialized health care and more government.
Yeah, he is, and it's interesting that he does appeal to some of the very same people we appeal to because he wants to have change. But has he been very specific? Does he talk about non-intervention foreign policy or sound money or attacking the military-industrial complex, bringing the troops home, balancing the budget? No, none of that. But still, superficially, when people hear him, they'll say, oh, yeah, he's different.
Yeah.
He's going to have changes. And he sounds something like Ron Paul, and he has a chance. I'm going with Obama.
Congressman, the new book is The Revolution Manifesto, bestseller, available at Infowars.com right now. In closing, who do you think McCain's running mate will be, and who do you think the ticket's going to be on the Democratic side?
Well, my guess is no better than anybody else's, but maybe he'll end up picking Huckabee to try to, solidify the Christian right, those supporters of the war.
And then Obama,
you're
Hillary.
Christian right, you belong to war.
And then Obama, Hillary on the other side?
Obama. I still think that they all would be inclined maybe to put Hillary on the ticket or Edwards. I don't know.
Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.